Yes, this is Ron Moss Ministries. You know, with all the climate that's going on right now, all the things that's in the air, we have a virus that people can't figure out what's going on. We, you know, there are people dying and people surviving, of course, and it's more vulnerable to, you know, people who have weak immune systems or seniors and babies, and we're trying to figure out, and, you know, the CDC and other people are trying to figure out what's going on with this virus. We just finished up an election, and so now it looks like it could be between Bernie and Joe Biden. And so now the intensity of hate has risen to another level. You know, it would appear that, you know, politics is more about hate now than coming together. That it's a me and not a we process. You know, the world is constantly changing and evolving, evolving in a way that it would appear that things are getting worse than they are getting better. I see how there are still violence in our communities, still people of color killing each other. You know, there is some, and I've said this always, and I'll continue to say it. I believe that 99% of our police departments across this country are good, and there's that 1% that got on the police force for all the wrong reasons, you know, and those are the ones that you weed out. Just like there are 99% good people in our white communities, and there's that 1% that's bad. There's 99% of good people in our black communities, and there's that 1% that's bad, and probably the same scenario in Hispanic communities and Asian communities, Colombian communities, all the communities that live in this U.S. of A., you know, probably would deal with the same scenario every day. And so the ultimate question comes to, how can we turn this around? How can we be better at understanding each other? How can we be better at understanding the things that happen in our ecosystem, the things that happen in our environment that we can take control over and fix? We are living in a time where, you know, things are happening on one side, but things are not happening overall on the other side. And I believe the thing that we're missing most of all is understanding, because I'm an avid news watcher. You know, that's my nature. My nature is to watch the news and to follow the news, you know. And so I don't really believe in the term fake news. I believe news is news. It's going to be news that you either accept or news you don't accept. And but one of the things I look for when I'm watching the news, I always look for the community of people who are stepping up to do something about and be public about doing something about what's happening in our world, in our U.S. of A. And one thing that's missing to me is the voice of the Christian leadership. And I can say this, particularly to me in the African-American Christian, you know, order of relationship, order of voices, it would appear that we're not vocal enough. You know, I think we are now approaching what I call the season of revivals and the season of preaching. We are around the corner from Easter and all the things that are coming together. And the one thing that I look for when I'm watching national media, and one thing I look for when I'm looking in our community and looking at the leadership here is that, what are we doing as it relates to our relationship with the person that we say most of the time on Wednesdays, that we say most of the time on Sundays, that God has all power, that God is still in control, but we don't say it or show it nationally. And so the people who we look at us as credible resources look at us as people who are silent, when really the voice of reasoning and the voice of God should be heard all across this world. And so I guess what I'm saying is that we have to get back to prayer and get back to believing that if this God that I definitely still believe in, who sent his son to save us, and then sent the Holy Spirit to be our guide, then I still believe that prayer still can change things. And I found something that I wanted to share. It's in 1 Timothy 2:1-4. It says, "First of all, then I urge that supplication, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, that it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth." And so what if, you know, just hypothetically, what if these shows, these news networks who I know supposed to be who supposed to not be biased, but who supposed to be for the atheists and everybody else. What if shows started out with a prayer? What if we all really, if we turn to the CDC, we count on the CDC, we count on the president. But what if we prayed for all those people too, as we also pray for ourselves? What if we came together and did what I call corporate prayer or community prayer, and did it publicly? I know there are times when we need to get into our closet or get into our room and do our private praying. But I believe that when you are dealing with the massive issues that we are dealing with now, it's time for all communities to come together. It's time for people who hold high positions, people who have been blessed to be in positions of power, you know, and people who have been blessed to just be still on this planet, that we need to be able to come together and pray a unified prayer, that we still believe that God still has all power, that we still believe that God is a healer, that he's a deliverer. We still believe that God can set folk free. We still believe that he can get rid of viruses, because he has the power to overcome anything that's happening in this world. But I also believe that he sits up high and he looks down low and he watches us, our reactions to certain situations and certain things, and how we don't look to him. We look to each other with question marks over our head. We look to organizations who supposed to have all the answers that we know deep down inside that they don't. Nobody that lives on this planet knows everything and will never know everything. So we have to depend on the one that we believe that know everything. We have to depend on the one that knows everything and has everything needed for us to be saved, that has everything for us to be healed, that has everything for us to be delivered and set free. I guess what I'm trying to say today is there needs to be a power in prayer, that we need to get back to God. We need to get back to prayer. We got to get back to knowing that the Holy Spirit is real. And we got to get back to knowing that I don't care what's going on in this world. I don't care what people say. I know it looks dark. I know it looks bleak. Sometimes I wonder, have we fallen back into the 60s or the 70s or the 50s? It looks like sometimes that we are just totally different from each other, when in actuality, all of us are so much alike. But we got to do this. Let's start doing this. Let's start believing that there is a God. Let's start believing that he looks at us as special people, that he looks at us as one of his own. And so that brings value to oneself. Let's start believing that we can be and do anything. Let's start believing right now that we can get rid of anything negative that's on this earth if we only believe. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.